2017 was a big and busy year on the education beat. A broad variety of stories involved a test of strength on the part of Missouri's governor, public school accreditation in St. Louis, and transgender issues, also important developments. Joining me in studio to review these and other stories is Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio's education reporter. Happy New Year, Ryan.
Happy New Year, Don. It's good to see you.
Thanks for being with us.
Same here.
What's the big story on your beat this year?
The big thing, I think, at least in the last few months, the second part of the year, was the governor's reshaping of the State Board of Education has been one that, at least within education circles, has led to a lot of drama.
What's behind that? I mean, he used kind of a strong-arm tactic to make that happen, didn't he?
Yeah, I would say so. He's not the first governor, certainly, to reshape a board that is, in theory or on paper, supposed to be independent. However, the way that he did this raised some eyebrows. Because some of Governor Nixon's appointees were never approved by the Senate or were on expired terms, it gave the governor a lot of leeway to be able to get new people onto that board. He ultimately got 5 members onto the State Board of Education out of 8 who would vote to basically fire Commissioner Margie Van Deven. But that took some effort. There were members who he put on who then were removed from the board because they came out publicly and said that they were not comfortable with pressure, they said, from the governor's office, or came out in support of Van Deven. So I think ultimately he put 10 people onto that board to get 5 that would vote his way.
And that could cost him in the legislature as well, because I think the people he's appointed have to be approved by the legislature.
Exactly, yeah. So that will happen in the next month or so. I think a 30-day clock starts tomorrow on them being approved by the Senate. And there's been Republicans in the legislature, both the House and the Senate. Senator Gary Romine, the chair of the Education Committee, has said that he will try to block these members. That's obviously a pretty important person for other education initiatives that the governor wants.
Why didn't the governor like Van Deven?
You know, he's never come out and said anything negative about the commissioner. His statements during this process were definitely more broad, saying that he wants more money going into classrooms and for students, saying that teachers are underpaid and administrators are being overpaid, which is true. Teacher salaries are not raising or increasing at the rate of superintendents, and he's just upset with bureaucracy and sees education in Missouri as entrenched. The issue is some of those things that he says are wrong with education in Missouri, the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education and the commissioner can't directly influence. They don't get to set teacher salaries, for example. That is entirely up to individual districts.
Another big story, I'm sure on your list, would be the accreditation of St. Louis public schools. That's been an ongoing problem, obviously.
Yeah, that's one that kind of spans 2016 to 2017. Yeah. The State Board of Education granted them accreditation at the end of 2016, and so kind of 2017 kicked off this new chapter of SLPS after well over almost 2 decades of turmoil of moving between provisionally accredited and full accreditation. It had been, I think, since 2000 at which the district was fully accredited. They've had a state takeover for about 10 years. No one in SLPS or the Special Administrative Board that's overseeing it will say that work is done and SLPS is cured. They see this as a step of part of a long, long journey. But it was definitely a kind of emotional moment in terms of a milestone for SLPS. The one big hope too was that we would see more, that the district would get to see more students coming back after declining enrollment. That hasn't happened so far. They're still seeing about 3% fewer students each school year.
Part of the journey that you mentioned would include returning to the elected Board of Education as opposed to the Special Administrative Board. Where does that stand now?
We should see a recommendation later this month is the goal, sometime in January. The Special Administrative Board appointed a task force that has a member of the elected board that's continued to exist without any power. Some teachers, students, parents, rather, and community members are on that task force. They held three public forums in November and listened to community input and brought in some experts to give presentations on different types of boards and how a transition back to an elected board could work if they go that way. And now they're holding some meetings. There's one, amongst themselves in a couple of weeks. January, like I said, is the timeline. Mm-hmm. They'll come out with a recommendation. Ultimately, it's up to the State Department of Education how the governance for SLPS will work.
Before we get too far away from the accreditation story, Normandy also falls into that category this year.
Yes. Today officially, although they're closed today because of the cold weather, but today is the first day that Normandy is provisionally accredited, which is kind of an in-between between full accreditation and unaccredited. But they were the last district in the state after Riverview Gardens was moved up to provisional accreditation last year. They're the last unaccredited district in the state, which is certainly a milestone for the state. Again, Normandy, things are certainly not cured. Test scores are still below average. Graduation rate for that district is about 10%, 10 points lower than the state average. So still a lot of work, but that's been another very troubled and challenged school district.
On the higher education front, we've been reporting for a long time now that the financial situation for most colleges and universities is dire, even in some cases, and the University of Missouri-St. Louis being having some significant problems with that. What are you seeing here? Is there anything going on that would fix that problem?
A major population boom of 17 and 18-year-olds. But barring any magic, this is not a problem that is unique to Missouri. Higher education institutions are seeing it across the country where just due to overall population trends, there's just not as many students coming out of high school. So competing for them is hard. We're also seeing a decline in state funding for higher education. Again, that's happening in Missouri. That's happening in a lot of states. Higher ed is just not a huge priority amongst legislators and governors just because dollars are thin and can only be spread so far. So higher ed's had to deal with that. The University of Missouri system, and particularly Mizzou, the Columbia campus, is also dealing with an image problem. There were the protests and a few years ago that gained a lot of national attention, and they saw a big dip in enrollment because of that. So that's been a big hit to them. UMSL, the campus here in St. Louis, has had a longer-term financial issue, and they've been working at it to they've gone through some layoffs and cut programs and spending. So their finances are actually a little better off than Mizzou's right now. Mizzou's kind of in the thick of it right now.
There's really a certain irony involved in all of this because the colleges and universities are experiencing funding problems, but it's never been more expensive to go to college and putting a lot of people in a lot of debt in the process.
Exactly. So that is – yeah, the students feel this a lot. The University of Missouri is making some efforts to attract and help kids get through college, some focus on affordability. And you see a lot of – especially private institutions see big endowments and some frustration among students and advocates for college access that money is not – more of that money is not going to financial aid. The two main ways that states can subsidize a student's education is direct funding of the universities, which is going down, and then through scholarships and aid programs. And those in Missouri have not kept up. I did a story on that this summer. The rate at which the award amount or how much is in that pot to help more students is stagnant as well. Mm-hmm. So the financial aid is just not keeping up.
Illinois in the same boat?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the budget crisis overall did have an impact on colleges and universities. The Southern Illinois University in Collinsville, SIUC in particular, has been dealing with a lot of cutbacks and at one point actually looked to SIU's Edwardsville campus, which is doing better to borrow money. So it's interesting that SIUE is actually doing well and SIUC is struggling, the bigger flagship campus. But yeah, this is, you know, issues of across higher ed.
During the course of the school year, there were a couple of stories that popped up with regard to transgender issues. bathroom issues, essentially. What are you looking for on that front, perhaps in the months ahead?
You know, there's been a lot of talk and scrutiny and focus on these so-called bathroom bills, just being access for students who identify as LGBT or have actually transitioned. Being able to use locker rooms and facilities, it's a flashpoint in schools, although it's much more complicated than just that. The Missouri Senate and a committee did consider a bathroom bill this spring. It didn't get any farther than that. There's been a lot of bills introduced across the country. Most haven't gone very far. But what happened, the big trigger at the beginning of – or earlier this year was that the Trump administration's Education and Justice Department's kind of reversed course from the Obama administration, where President Obama had said that Title IX, the big gender law in our country, does apply to transgender students the same way that it does women getting access to sports. The Trump administration walked that back, which essentially kicked the decision on that to states, and then the state of Missouri legislature didn't get anywhere with the bathroom bill, which kicks it down to individual school districts. And what we found in our reporting is that most districts have been pretty hesitant to enact any official policy because the legal landscape is so in flux right now, which can mean students kind of wandering through, a lot of gray area and a lot of discretion on individual schools or school districts on how they're going to work with and accommodate those students the best that they can.
I haven't seen anything in the legislative calendar so far. Of course, the session begins tomorrow in Missouri, indicating that the transgender issue is going to be debated. Perhaps it will, but I haven't seen anything.
Nothing that I've heard about it either.
We only have a short amount of time left. I know most of what we've talked about is kind of serious stuff.
Yes.
But you've had some fun on the beat as well, haven't you?
I have. And I'm wrapping up a full year here in Missouri and in St. Louis, being a reporter and being an education reporter. So this year, sorry for the education pun, has been a big learning curve for me too. Mm-hmm. So it's been really great to get to know parents and students and all the many school districts.
And a few characters out there.
Yeah. It's there's been some fun stories. And probably one of my favorites is only very loosely has to do with education, but a volunteer at a school at Adams Elementary, St. Louis School in the Grove neighborhood. He actually works across the street, but a man that I pass every day on my way to work here and a lot of other people pass every day too. And he's out there every morning nearly waving and greeting people. And it was just really fun to hang out with him for a few days.
That's Brother Lewis?
Yes, Brother Lewis Claiborne, who I owe him a Happy New Year back if he's listening. He texted me yesterday. But he's just an amazing, uplifting person who puts hours and hours every day into young kids in this community and making sure that they get to school safely every day.
We have less than a minute left, but I should point our listeners to a very touching story you did with regard to Christmas gifts that the teachers have received over the years. That was very touching.
Yeah, I did not expect the stories that I got. I thought there'd be a lot more humorous stories. We got some of those about beer and wine with students' faces on them, but some really amazing sentimental stories and things that teachers have held on for decades from students who have touched them as well.
15 seconds. What are you looking for in 2018? What's the big story?
First up will be who this Missouri's new education commissioner is going to be. That process should happen in the next few weeks, and then any sort of legislative fallout.
Ryan Delaney, thanks so much. Good luck on your beat in 2018.
You're very welcome, Don.